It is 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. Today's calendar date is July 23rd, 2014. On this tape, you'll hear the stories of Margie Galetz and occasionally the voice of the interviewer, Gretchen Kingsburg. We're taping this interview at 500 Endicott, Jackson. Margie, thank you for participating in the Amador County Living History Project. We appreciate your willingness to preserve our county's history by sharing memories. This conversation is being tape recorded, and the tapes will be made available to the public without charge. If you share something during the next hour that you regret saying on tape, we'll make every effort to remove it before publication. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to your home, and your daughter, Gretchen, is here also to make sure we do this correctly, right? So, let's start by asking you to tell us about your childhood. When and where were you born?
I was born in Seattle, Washington, July 14, 1922.
Which makes you?
92.
Wonderful.
Just had my 92nd birthday.
You're in good health. So tell us, please, a little about your family, your parents, your siblings.
My father was a doctor. My mother stayed home and took care of the two of us. My father died in his 60s of a heart attack, and my mother had never worked before in her life other than, as Gretchen reminded me, she taught school for a couple of years in Brownsville. She didn't have a teaching credential or anything, but that was a long time ago, so it didn't really matter. I remember her saying that several of the boys were a lot bigger and a lot taller than she was. And so when my father died, she was kind of left wondering what in the world she was going to do to support herself. And we were mostly grown, but she needed a means of support for herself. And she was very active in her church, Methodist Church, and decided to do a wedding.
Coordinator.
Not to worry, we'll clean that up.
Okay.
With her church.
Within the church.
She staged weddings. What would that be? You're saying?
It was a wedding consulting business.
Oh, okay.
There. Okay. Which she loved doing. She loved working with the young ladies that hired her to help with their weddings. And she was very busy doing that. It was a perfect thing for her because she loved working with people.
Mm-hmm. And that was quite ambitious.
Yes, it was. And it was something that wasn't really done. She kind of thought of the whole idea of doing it.
Mm-hmm. So most of your childhood, you were raised in Seattle?
In Seattle. I lived in Seattle until I went to Walla Walla, Washington, to college, to Whitman College.
Whitman College, yes. And after Whitman, where did you go?
I was home for 2 years. I went to New York for almost a year right out of high school to participate in college summer service group. And we were placed in settlement houses.
Uh-huh.
Around the city of New York, and I was fortunate enough to be placed in Henry Street Settlement House, which is a very famous historical settlement house, one of the very first, and that was a fascinating experience. We heard speakers of all kinds,
races.
All races, all political aspects,
uh-huh.
and it was a really fascinating thing to do. And then I went back to Seattle and worked for a couple of years at Seattle Harborview Hospital in the admissions department.
Okay.
And then one of my friends from college got together with two other girls, and the four of us went to Hawaii for the summer to visit two girls that we'd gone to college with who lived in Hawaii. And I never came home. The rest of them did, but I didn't. I met my husband there just a few weeks after we arrived. And we arrived in June, and we were married in October.
All right. So, and you're speaking there of Scotty.
Yes.
Colette, aren't you? Yes, quite a realtor in this county.
He was a very interesting character.
So when did you come, what year did you come to Amador County?
1958.
58, okay.
We didn't want our children to grow up in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And that was one reason. Then another reason was we knew we wanted to travel. And it was kind of a big effort and expedition to transport six people across the ocean in those days.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to be a little bit closer to travel opportunities.
Good. Well, you mentioned your children. Tell us a bit about them.
Bob is the oldest, and then Bill, who is no longer with us, and Susie and Gretchen.
Four children, yes. Yeah. And when we're sitting now in this lovely home in a ranch type area, how did your family come to live in this house, or did you live in other houses in Amador County?
Scotty and I took off 6 weeks. He decided he wanted to retire, so we took off 6 weeks. We left four children in Hawaii with a caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Who they called the witch.
Was she a witch?
I have no memory of her.
Gretchen was only five.
Yeah.
So we traveled up and down California coast. Mm-hmm. We knew we wanted to be close enough to the mountains and close enough to the ocean so we could enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stumbled on this property and fell in love with it, but we found out it was actually for sale. Somebody had told us to go take a look at it. We asked all along our journey along the coast if there was anything available for sale. And we were told about this place. And so we went home and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And we decided, yes, we did want it. And the night that we were going to call, the property belonged to the Maggies. He was sheriff at the time, sheriff of Amador County. And the night that we were going to call the Maggies and tell them that, yes, we had decided we did want to buy the property, they called us to see if we were still interested.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that it was meant to be.
It was a win-win.
Right. So we packed up left in June of 1958.
Where did we live when we first got here?
What?
Where did we live when we first got here?
Oh, yeah. And when we lived in the National Hotel when
yes.
we came to Jackson. We got the bridal suite right up in the front of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite an adventure. And
how long were you there in the hotel?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Until we found a place to rent, and it was right next to the property that we had bought, so we could watch our house being built, which was a big advantage.
The house that we're in now during
yes,
this interview.
Yes.
And how many acres?
We had 28. Had about 28 then.
Okay.
And we deeded some to, sold some to Gretchen and her husband,
mm-hmm.
and we sold a strip along Perry Street in front, and various other little parcels here and there. So we
yeah.
have about 20 left, I guess.
Oh, good size piece. And it's beautiful property, too.
Well, I love it because we have a view on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place to live. I love it.
Good, good. So it's been a while since you moved here, and what are some of the changes that you've seen in Amador County?
Well, they're tremendous. Of course, the commercial aspects and the shops and the big box stores. There was nothing at all like that here. There was a Safeway store and shoe store, and there was a grocery store right downtown. And
Hardware, yes.
Spinetti's hardware store. And that's just about all there was, other than just little tiny places.
How would you describe life in Amador County today?
I love it. I just love living here. I've made wonderful, wonderful friends. And it's been a great place. It was a great place to raise the children.
Yep.
And they got a great education. They all went off to good colleges and got wonderful educations, and have been very happy in doing what they chose to do.
And you've been in quite a few local groups here, haven't you?
Yes.
Contributing. You mentioned Corlears.
I was a charter member of Corlears.
Yes. What else?
And AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Carlton. And I started the amateur branch of AUW. We went through the I remember sitting down at the dining room, at my dining room table. And we went through the telephone directory, which was only about an inch thick in those days. And we went through every name and to decide who we thought might be eligible, a college graduate, to belong to AUW. And that's the way the amateur branch was formed.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I think you were a charter member.
Yeah, the president.
Well, that's right. You were our first president.
Yeah. At that time, we were talking about four-year college.
Yes.
Not an AA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of too bad. But
and the group's still going strong.
Yes.
Now, Bobby, you can erase my comments.
Still very active in AEW. And really enjoy the contest.
Wonderful people, yeah. Okay, so let's get back to my script here. Huh? Let's talk a little bit about some holidays. For example, how did you celebrate Christmas with your children? Were there some special things you did?
Well, it was pretty traditional, other than we did every, was it, Christmas Eve, that we went caroling through the neighborhood, and that was always fun, and our neighbors seemed to thoroughly enjoy it, even though we didn't have really choral-like voices. The spirit was there.
We still do it.
Oh, we still do that.
Yes. Wonderful.
The neighbors really look forward to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jumping to grandchildren, what does being a grandparent mean to you?
Everything. It's just the most wonderful, wonderful experience.
And can you tell us about each of your grandchildren?
Well, let's see. That's who I have.
Yeah.
Gretchen was my first, and I can remember waiting for the call in the morning. Grandma, could you watch Fletcher for today? And that would make my day. I was just so happy to just every minute I could spend with. And I've always told the kids, there's nothing like your first grandchild. And the rest of them really resent that. But
that's true.
And he has a sister named Robin. And she is just expecting her second child, which will be my fifth great-grandchild.
That's wonderful.
And you probably don't want all these clothes.
Oh, yes. No. We want to know about you.
And then Susie has two. Her son is Scott, and he has made 5 or 6 expeditions to Antarctica studying penguins.
Oh, right.
And how the warming of the water and the climate changes have affected the chicks. And he loves doing this. He spends 3 months out of the year. And he has been married for 4 or 5 years. And his wife sometimes joins him down there, too. They're both scientists. She's working on her PhD, and he's working on his master's degree right now.
Right.
They're living in Oregon now, but they love their expeditions to Antarctica.
And you're proud of them, aren't you?
Yes, very. Yeah.
Your other grandchildren.
And then he has a sister named Emily, and she was just recently married in my garden. She was the fifth, I think, family wedding.
Only family weddings are here, right?
Yes. Which I just love being able to do. And hers was especially interesting. She's a very creative girl, and she just did so many unusual things as far as decorating was concerned. It was kind of a rustic, farm-like wedding. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And she was a beautiful bride, as they all are. And then, who's next?
Well, you start with Bob. You can start with Bob.
Oh, no, leave him for that.
Okay.
And then Gretchen has 2 boys, and her son, Neil, is in real estate, as is a family tradition, and he has an adorable little year-old baby named Camille, but they call her Tammy Lou, because her name is Camille Louise, so she's Tammy Lou, and she's 1 year old, and she is absolutely adorable. We all just love her, and of course, Grandma and Grandpa are just thoroughly enjoying being grandparents. And then her other son is Peter, and his wife is expecting their first baby in August, September. And they are teaching school in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And they have taught in Ecuador and Guatemala.
Taiwan and Guatemala,
and are now in Thailand. And this is just a wonderful experience for them. They're seeing the world and love teaching these cute little kids. They went through a program at George Mason University in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
to get their credentials to do this.
Okay. And they teach in English.
Yes, they teach English just teach English.
Okay. No. They teach in English, but it's a regular, like an American curriculum.
Oh, it's an American curriculum, but they teach in English.
Wow.
And they have 2-year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're trying to decide where to go next. And they have quite a choice. So we'll see.
Wonderful experiences, yeah.
And then Bob, my oldest son, had his babies late. They were in vitro babies.
Mm-hmm.
And twins.
Mm-hmm.
And they right now, the two of them, they have just graduated from college, one from UC Santa Barbara and one from UC Davis, a boy and a girl. And they are right now in Europe together and just having the best time. And
that's a good example of how close your family is.
Yes, they're just great, great, great kids.
Mm-hmm. And one proud grandma.
Yeah. and great grandma.
And yes.
So I will be having 6 great grandchildren before long.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, here I have a list of some other questions, and I'm looking through some of these now. I didn't ask you this before. Do you play any musical instruments?
No, unfortunately. I have always loved music.
Yes.
And I took piano lessons up Well, actually, I just even took some in college, but I just was not able to to accomplish what I wanted to. So.
Well, not everybody is a musician anyway, right?
Even though I loved it, and I would love to be able to express myself through music.
But you were involved in Corleers, yes. Let's talk about literature for a minute. Do you have a favorite author, favorite book? What do you like to read?
I don't particularly have a favorite author, but my favorite kind of book is a historic novel. And I like it particularly if it takes place someplace where we have visitors.
Good, good. And you said, didn't you say you were in a AUW book club?
Yes.
Yes, good. I know I'm jumping around quite a bit, but do you remember who your favorite teacher was when you were in school?
Yes. She was my second grade teacher, and her name was Miss Lucas. And she was beautiful. I thought she was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. And she was very sweet. And I had her all through my second grade. And then going on to the third grade, of course, I had a different teacher. And I can remember at the beginning of my third year, I was walking down the hall, and she came up to me, and she got down on her knees, and she said, "How can you possibly leave me? I'm not going to have you in my class anymore. You're going to be in the third grade, and I won't see you." And so she obviously was my favorite teacher of all time.
yes, indeed. Oh, that's wonderful. How about Girl Scouts, campfire, anything like that?
I belong to Campfire Girls.
Campfire,
Bluebird.
A bluebird's like brownies and Girl Scouts, I think. Yeah. Okay.
In Jack's, when we got Jack's, so my girls were old enough for that sort of thing.
Now, when your children were in school, there were all these things that they wanted parents to do to help. And what were some of the things that you did?
I was PTA president. And involved in just whatever I was called upon to do.
If they needed drivers, I bet you were there.
Yes, definitely. I just loved being involved in their activities.
Okay. And let's talk.
We have lots of parties here.
That's a party house.
We've had parties and.
Let's talk a little bit more about Scotty and his real estate. I know him personally because we bought our house from him. And he was a wonderful realtor and helped us to find that. And that was 49 years ago. So, but he was really busy. I mean, it was 24/7, wasn't it?
Well, we arrived, of course, before the real estate boom up here at all. And we were here. He was here right just at the right time as far as real estate was concerned. Because it really just took off just shortly after we got here. And he was busy, busy, busy.
So at that time, because he was so busy, did you have many opportunities to travel or did you have to wait?
Well, actually, when the children got a little bit older, we did do, well, no, actually we didn't do our big traveling until Gretchen was. I graduated from high school. Yeah, right. And he had a wonderful woman who managed the office, and she had a real estate license, and she kept things going while we did our traveling.
Yeah.
And we were usually gone 3 months at a time. And for the first 5 years, we had a Volkswagen camper that we kept in Germany. Right. And then we'd go back and use it every year. And then when we had gone everywhere we could go from a European base, then we started branching out. We did one trip, and when we did these trips, it was always by boat or train or or bus or however we could get, go where we wanted to go. We did all of South America, and we still had the Volkswagen, we camped through the Soviet Union.
Oh.
And we went so many places that you just wouldn't go today. We drove through Iran and Turkey and Afghanistan. We were going to drive around the world, but got to the Pakistan border, and they wanted us to post a bond, the total value of our car, and it would be refunded when we crossed the border out of Pakistan. Well, that sounded kind of iffy, so we decided not to do that, so we drove all the way back. Well, and actually we took, instead of driving back to Iran, we took a boat across down the Dead Sea, Black Sea. Anyway, took a boat back to Turkey.
Uh-huh.
And we just had some wonderful adventures in our traveling days. I felt so fortunate to have found somebody who enjoyed traveling. I didn't know I enjoyed traveling, but he certainly showed me that I did, and we just had wonderful, wonderful days.
So it was really just the two of you.
Yes.
The children were not there on that time. But didn't you take a trip with the children?
We did. We took one trip to Europe.
Tell us about that.
In 1967. And that was wonderful. All six of us. All four children, and Bob was 12.
Bob was, he was in college. I was 12.
Oh, Gretchen was 12.
He was going into college.
And he was going into college, so he was 18, 17. And I think we caught them just at the right time. They were old enough to be able to do some things on their own. And young enough not to mind having mom and dad around all the time, I think.
Yeah, do you want to add about, I was thinking the trip you told me about when you went across the country here.
Oh, yes, when we first arrived in Amador County, we went back east, went to St. Louis to celebrate Scotty's mother and father's 50th wedding anniversary, and
So 58 is the trap. The trade.
Oh. Okay. And we had a very, very. I back up now. I misspoke. We went by trailer. We bought a very small trailer, and two of the kids. I've forgotten who slept where, but anyway, we traveled across the country, and that was fun.
That was memorable.
Yes, that was our first taste of traveling.
Anything you'd like to add that we haven't touched on? That you can think of?
Scotty loved horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
We always had a horse or two or three.
Right.
And Gretchen always had her horse. And
now, did you ride also?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did not enjoy riding. I saw Scotty have three serious accidents on a horse. And I decided it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So,
how long were you married?
46.
58 years, I think.
58. Well, you're a wonderful couple, and you brought so much to Amador County, and we're very grateful for that.
Well, thank you. I just am so glad that we found this spot. It's just I have no desire to live anyplace else. I love it here. I love having my daughter close by, and
that's right.
She takes very good care of me.
And she just happens to be a nurse, so that's...
Yes, that does help. And I'm so grateful to all of my family because we do enjoy getting together frequently, and they're all so good to me. They gave me a wonderful, wonderful, big, big 90th birthday party. And
that's very good. Well, thank you, Margie. We really appreciate your time.
No, I wish I could